to have you with us again.
Hmm. I hope you've had a satisfactory time when you weren't with us, back where you belong.
Ingil, my dear friends, how heavy I feel to join with you all once again. I have been quietly listening to you and your discussion about your world, and the thought that came to me was how much you have changed and grown since first we met. How compassionate in your thinking. And a little self-critical, I might add, about how you feel. My dear friends, it gladdens me to see such human beings such as you.
Well, thank you for those kind words. Mm-hmm. I think we can see, well, we can see a difference in ourselves.
Thanks to you, Sandra.
I take no thanks. You all have achieved what you have become. And that is human beings who are more aware of their true spirit self. That is so important. Not only to you, but to us my world, who look after you so often, even when you are unaware. But it brings joy to us all when we listen to you speak in such a loving and compassionate way. So, let me say to you all, my dear friends, thank you. And my wish for you all would be that you continue to grow and recognize your true selves.
Thank you. Do our best.
Even those who are absent from this group, they too have grown. And the words that you have given to the world through your speech and through your written words are appreciated by me and all those close by you in recognition of the love and the joy which you have brought to many. My dear friends, I can tell you that you have in so many people's minds opened up a vista of information.
Well, that's very nice to have that realization. Thank you, Sonny.
Thank you, dear friend. I am, of course, aware of your written book and the time dedicated to it. For this, we have your thanks. And we give to you much opportunity to enable you to put forward truth with love and light.
Yes, I certainly felt the opportunities and have welcomed them, and I'm most appreciative. It's so good to have the information presented in the wonderful way that it has been presented. We're all of us delighted with that, I know.
Yes. As I said to you at the beginning of your last year, that it was time to begin for each one of you to grow spiritually. I again say to you, my dear friends, that the time is now for you all to expand your own consciousness in whatever way is comfortable to you.
The other expansion that I think we foresee at the present time is the website which Paul has launched for us, and it's nice to see that growing, and we are hopeful that that will expand and reach many people.
Yes, the opportunity is there. We will endeavor to help that to come to fruition.
Wonderful.
But...
And I haven't forgotten the further website which Richard has put together. In fact, we're fortunate in having two websites of information at the moment. We're delighted to have the opportunity to be expanding these.
Yes. The more opportunities there are to reach many people, the stronger the voice. We look only to you to do what you can, if you can, when you can, how you can. We leave some responsibility with you. All I can do, my dear friends, is to continue to help bring the truth. That has always been my mission. truth. A truth that has always been. And for that truth to grow in the mind of humankind. That they may accept that truth and find for themselves the realization that they are spirit clothed in human form. It may seem a simple task, but as you know full well, your planet Earth always has difficulties. But as I have said to you in recent times, the way to help is to focus upon everything positive. That way you help to dispel the negativity in your world.
Yes, and we are so much a mixture in our world of positive and negative.
Yes. But when you have the knowledge of being positive, then you have a responsibility not only to yourselves, but to your world, this planet, who is looking for that light of being positive. It needs that positivity. And although, my dear friends, I thank you for your compassion, I ask also that you do not dwell upon these things too much. The laws of all life will even things out eventually. But of course, not in your lifetime. But to spread the word of truth, I am filled with joy that you have achieved so much in such a short space of your earthly time. And for this, my dear friends, I continue to thank you all. Have you any questions,
Well, yes, I wanted to mention, in connection with this really, there's, you have mentioned how our science is developing towards better understanding of spirit.
Yes.
And one gentleman in particular, I name as Irvin Laszlo, has published a book, Science of the Akashic Field. And he says so much in scientific language which is in line with your teaching. I would like to quote a small piece from that book, if I may. Yes, he refers to the akashic field, sometimes as the A field. And he says, now he's not saying the discovery of the A field, he's using your term, which would be the rediscovery of the A field, will also change our world itself. When people realize that the age-old intuition that space does not separate things but links them, as a bona fide explanation, the genius for innovation inherent in modern civilization will find practical ways to make use of it. Now, you, Sally Meadows, have said so much about science coming to a better understanding, and I would say that Boniol and his people have already made use of the connectedness of space in the way they have communicated with us. I don't know if you would have any comment on that.
Hi, my dear friend. I'm never surprised by these snippets of information that you bring forward to me. Science is going forward at a rapid pace at this time of your existence. And of course, there is nothing new. I will reiterate those words for you. There is nothing new.
It's rediscovery.
Rediscovery.
Obviously.
Yes. As you, as human beings, are beginning to rediscover your true selves, then science is rediscovering what has always been.
And this book was published just a few months before Boniol first came to us.
Yes.
Which is remarkable timing.
Yes, I know. You like your synchronicities, so therefore we provide them for you. You are our spokesperson for all of these. You are well spoken, well read. You are the catalyst for the truth. And I do not say these words to you lightly.
Well,
and we thank you.
Well, thank you. I'm sure things are being placed my way.
You have no doubts about that. Yes. Your world has much to discover yet. But slowly, slowly, much is being rediscovered. Yes. I like that word, rediscovered.
Yes, and I'm delighted that a scientist is actually using that term.
Yes. Does it not warm your heart that the men of science at last are placing their prejudice, their teachings, their learning to one side, to at last have a much more open mind? But of course, science cannot deny the truth. And when it is placed before them, many encompass it, if not with doubt, but at least they are willing to be channeled, challenged, I beg your pardon, challenged by that truth.
Yes.
It is a way forward, do you not think?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, most interesting and a very logical way forward.
Yes. Good. Now, my dear friends, as this is my first return to you, I will not stay any longer, but I wish you to know that although we have not spoken for some time, always my love has been with you. So, as I take my leave from you this time, you know that each one of you is surrounded and protected by spiritual love.
Yes, I certainly have felt this myself, and I'm sure we all do. We are most grateful that you're sending us.
Yes, thank you.